Letters to myself in my next incarnation. Hello again from who you were before. Hello before to who I'll be again. I think we both knew this was going to be awkward and not just grammatically. I wanted to write you a note to familiarize you with the controls. But the body is a vehicle. The soul relearns how to drive by crashing into other bodies. This is what they call wisdom. And by they, I mean fools, like us. And by wisdom, I mean, like Plato, memory. What I love here, poems and women mostly, I know you can't remember, but they were worthy of my love because they fooled me into wisdom, using pleasure. If you are reading this, I am already dead. If you are reading this, I am already living. Stranger, I have no advice for you. I only wrote this because I was lonely, wanted someone to talk to, even if it was only myself. Why do we write anything, if not to pass along a valediction from the echo whose echo we are? If not to say to the echo we expect to become, hello, hello, hello. We've been running this baton zeroed in on the event horizon for 1,000 meters, for 1,000 births. It's a relay race where every runner falters, lunges, falls, face first. I scraped my features bloody once again, another lap, another happy lapse that heals my face into a stranger's. It looks to all the universe like this is someone else who's taken over, young again, with neither hamstring cramping, lit like a fuse by my failing lunge. Teammate, you have stood up on my feet, and this baton has never left my hand. It isn't a baton at all, but a scroll as old as the Dead Sea, salted with so many tears the bodies of the dead, weighed down with obols on their eyes, float on the current serenely as sunbathers, and gather seashells on the opposite shore, where a sign says children only, where a sign says diving mandatory. We are only messengers, two of a sequence, running from the past and carrying the past. The scroll we hand off in this relay race is a love letter to the best self we race to become, encoded as a list of once and future names. The man who ran from Marathon fell dead at the end of his run. I, too, have brought you word of victory. The word on his lips as he died was joy. Sift the chaff of faces, voices, friendships until you find her. Dancing with that woman was the only reason Tripwire Desire didn't get me this time. Duplicate, dupe. I know you well enough and hope this poem finds you early. So I can tell you, kid, be patient. Slow down. She's looking for you too right now. She's busy waving off the moths hot for her incandescence. All those boys are just the background noise. She listens past to hear your past and hers, harmonic in the moment. So patience. Patience, stop yourself from taking what's on offer. In the future where you're lost to me, but never will be lost to her. A future that, like my present, I imagine, has everything on offer, cheap and fast. Slow down. You'll recognize her, trust me, even if it isn't right away. I recognized her after 18 years. In this life, I've got pictures of us on a lawn in Dover, Ohio, playing as toddlers. Playing toddlers, when really we were braided ancients, sampling parallel play, sampling crushes on each other, sampling friendship, until the air began to torque between us. Full-blown tornado of remembered love, snapping us free of childhood, to spiral us skyward in a single cord, umbilical, and nourishing a single future. That she will cradle one day in a hospital gown, exhausted after giving birth, your arm in turn around her shoulder. Three bodies, father, mother, newborn, nestling one inside the other. My past, and all the pasts before mine too, inside your musically patterned present, nested, life in life in life. Motherless infinituplets, separated by birth. At the end of every flat line, you and I arrive in rhyme. Words to a requiem, our choir of one must sing. We embryos in amber strung on a single umbilical string. Twin is pushing on a swing his twin. Hour is pushing through the sky the hour. When, future me, I think of you, swinging before me on the layground swing. My hands, my palms so deathly pale, turn out to stop the white light in the tunnel. I push you on your way. I push you on your way, and I am weaker, weaker. But I am you before me, and you are me behind you, no different in our beings than my twins are in their genes. But you who come after, you have precedence. You are the reason I am living. You, my endpoint, are the fixed point, the swing set frame, the wood chips scooped raw from a summer's worth of scuffs, the jungle gym, the playground, the ground, swoosh back and up from chains your weight holds tense. The sky lurches into your field of view, and you can feel it in your stomach. I hear you laugh, but cannot see your face. The earth slides back in place, and I push off and push away, and I push off and push away until I'm perpendicular. I'm overhead. I pause, then tip beyond the zenith, wood chips sprinkling everybody's sneakers. Sippy cups fall out of strollers that swoop full circle to make the catch. In your orbit, on your Ferris wheel, I see your face, my sun and hub. Not my color, not my gender, but for all that, me. You didn't fool me in that costume. We are twins who happen to be born a death apart. This is a letter written in our private language. I'm writing it to tell you the first few pushes are all I have the strength to give you. Kick forward, pull back, kick forward, pull back, and then, when all you see is sky before you, jump off this swing, jump off this swing, and oh, my soul, take wing. Swinging through space, tethered navel to navel, we are lost astronauts. The intercom between our helmets full of womb roar static. No way of knowing as my eyes dim and yours grow wide, whether now is the past or not. Exchanging O2 through the cord between us, like the one breath passed between conjoined twins, melded at mouth and nose, resuscitating one another. Kiss of recognition. Space shuttle endeavor, smaller and smaller, reflected on my helmet. On yours, the swelling sun that calls us closer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. In Norway, near the equinox, is the best time and place to watch the transmigratory pattern of souls across the night sky. They don't go quite at the speed of light, more at the speed of glow, in search of the navels of wives and girlfriends snoozing on the collarbones of their lovers. Every navel is a wormhole into our alternate universe, and the unborn soul ingathers like a recorded gunshot played in reverse on mute. Beyond the Kupfer belt, at the behest of some circadian imperative, the souls flustered as one off a lake of frozen mercury and swirled back to this world, buoyed on each other's wake. They have the earth imprinted deeper than a memory. Monarch butterflies come winter can remember oyamels they've never settled on, deep in a Mexico they've never visited. The dead are one aurora incorporealis, shuttling between a north of water clocks, a south of water steaming away, a north of sundials, a south of hydrogen fusion. In the night sky over Norway, kicking the luminescence off my legs like a rescue diver shedding his jeans, I am seeking my next parents among the battle dead, the glorious, the wrung sponges of young couples cooling in each other's sweat. I want a father dreaming of firecracker chrysanthemums and a blue furlong beyond his boyhood. I want a mother dreaming of a goddess on a tiger. Part of this is instinct, and part of it delight. Stranger, signal me from way on down the tracks. Wave me in with orange wands, because I have been flying an eternity to land in time at last and grow the hands I need to feel your face. I want to give this one more try. I want to get this right. My body is a paw print in the snow, my memory a snowman in the spring. A little time and then it's time to go, so sing my momentary snowman, sing. The song that goes like oh and oh and oh. For shape is brief and time is everything, and everything is melting into flow. Where graveyards gone to gray must go to green again, and all the memories regrow. For shape imprints, implies a life unseen, a charm against the cold, the pock of paws continuing as footprints through the scene. Where children stack a snowman in the thaw and sing to springtime, oh and oh and oh. The shape of time. The letter of the law, the song I shape from memories of snow. When I recollect in the still of your quickening, I will condense, remade, in an underwater image truer maybe to myself than I have been in this life. I have lived out my life seeking a self in no one else's image. By the time you read me, I'll have felt your quickening, fetal, fatal. Collect my words and reconnect with me where I quicken in your wrists. I have remade my reflection in your image. You're how I reimagined myself. Stranger, outlive my life. Foundling on the temple steps, with all your birth tokens stolen. Impossible walking dossier, your face a rogue's gallery, your passport a palimpsest of nom de plume. My future homonym, my future human meme, my futile names, skull shucked, plucked spleen, picked clean, mummified remains. Loose translation of a gospel apocryphal to begin with. Prehistoric daddy long legs hatching from an amber egg, seg between myself and myself. Why do I pile up these metaphors for you when a metaphor is all you'll ever be of me? I didn't pick my parents, but I am picking yours. With all I do, I save up for a birth, for passage, first class west to the new world, where a house is waiting for you. Two balloons are knotted to the mailbox, now a little loose and bouncing in the breeze. Both parents, all four grandparents, they're recording your arrival on their phones. Love, safety, self-discipline, prosperity, good books, good genes. I wish you all the bourgeois suburban blessings I've wished my kids, because I'm parenting a fate. I'm narrowing a list of childhoods like kindergartens to send you to. I didn't used to be a decent man, but fatherhood improved me. When I was younger, kid, I spiked the karmic punch, and now what's in me is bound to be in you. But don't you worry. I'll be good for you from now on. You, my spirit changeling, metamorphic orphan, only child.